It's unclear exactly how this happened, where this happened, but Erin's lawyers say she was the victim of a crime and they have vowed to prosecute. But unfortunately, that may not be so easy.
Why were your guys able to jump on him the way they did?
Erin Andrews is an ESPN fan favorite and has no problem throwing herself in the middle of the male-dominated world of sports broadcasting.
Well, I am happy to report that...
Now she finds herself in the middle of a nightmare. A video voyeur videotaped her without her consent in a hotel room, naked, and then posted it all over the internet. And she is fighting mad. Her lawyer told us, "We are focused on putting this predator behind bars. This conduct is unacceptable in a civilized society." The video reached the top of Google's most searched items, showing up on multiple websites like YouTube for the past week. While video voyeurs are on the rise, thanks to technological devices that make it possible to record video on everything from a phone to a laptop, it's hard to prosecute the crime. Susan Wilson knows firsthand the harm this kind of peeping can cause. In the late 1990s, she suspected her neighbor was spying on her.
He seemed to know everything about me.
Sure enough, he'd been using recording equipment to watch her every move. She felt violated, but was even more shocked when she found out he didn't break any laws.
I felt victimized not only by the perpetrator, but by the fact that there were no laws to protect me. So I did feel victimized twice.
So in 2002, she took her fight to Congress. Lifetime even made a movie about her called Susan's Story.
All those things you do when you think you're alone.
What I want women to know is that you should not bear the shame. The person doing this is the one who bears the shame.
Many states now are trying to close loopholes in the laws to try to be able to stop voyeurs. For Erin, there is a bit of poetic justice here. The real video has been removed from YouTube and other sites. It's not out there. And instead, hackers have put up fake videos with viruses embedded inside. So somebody goes searching for this video now, Chris and Diane, they're going to get a virus and their computer will be infected.
That's poetic justice. That's good. But, you know, the technology is outpacing the law here. Invasion of privacy is a very tricky area. Sometimes it's tough to fight it. Yep, very tough.